Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight, we're here at the Beckham Hotel. I'm so excited to be here at our home where we started our podcast. Before we get started with our esteemed guests, I want to thank our sponsors. We've got Hoot and Holler Package Beverage down in Gunbarrel City. We've got Rex Consulting, The Vault Arms. We've got the Humidor, Goosehead with Ray Plunkett, who does insurance. Stanley's Barbecue down in Tyler. We've got Truevine Brewery. Thank you so much, Ryan and Tracy Dixon, for believing in what we're doing and hosting a lot of our podcasts now. And our newest sponsor, Texas State of Mind Coffee. This is for you. It is made in Tyler, and they do a great job. They air steam their beans, which is quite different than a lot of other coffee manufacturers that use like natural gas and things like that. So no carcinogens, and that's my gift to you. Yes. Thankfully, they've sponsored us and allow us to give a gift on all of our podcast. Without further ado, we've got Sarah Butler with us tonight, who is a co-owner of the Beckham Hotel here in Mineola.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for
last minute. We had a schedule change, and so why not have who we started with on? The podcast's been around for almost 2 years now. So it's been quick. And of course, we had a relationship before then.
Sure.
Where we were doing some tastings and things like that.
We met over bourbon.
Yes, we did. So take us back before the hotel. What kind of things were you guys doing and what led you down the path of being an entrepreneur of a hotel, which I'm sure is not super easy.
Not when people are involved.
Right.
So we came from Farmersville, and we were doing commercial renovation and residential renovation there. So selling houses, rent houses. And we had just finished our last downtown commercial property. And then I blame it on my husband because he was late in taking me out for my birthday. Mm. And so we came to Mineola because we like to explore small towns, go shopping, check out the food. It's also all about the pie, who has the best dessert.
Right.
And so he picked Mineola. And so we came down here shopping. And I'm bad with directions. So he told me to go right out the door. And I went left. And left was the Beckham Hotel. And there was a for sale sign. And we had just finished our last property. So I was not looking for a new project. And we thought, oh, that looks kind of cool. I wonder about that. Well, the broker happened to be planning a meeting later in the afternoon, a couple hours later. So he said, sure, I'll stop by and show you. And kind of the rest is history. So we looked at it. It had great potential. Originally, we planned to live here because we have splits on our family. So we were finally going to have a house big enough to host everybody for Christmas.
Right.
So that was the original plan. And it's to
come in and do some commercial renovation.
Yeah.
You got experience with that.
Yeah.
And then live in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Rent out maybe a little bit of the retail. And we, at the
like
time...
Like a bed and breakfast almost, right?
Well, yeah. We weren't even... Yeah, like, really, we had a lot of friends. We used to host a lot of martini parties. So we were like, hey, everybody will be able to come here, mm-hmm. kind of be a party house maybe. And at the time, we had a couple of antique stores. So we're like, we'll live work like we did in Farmersville and in downtown Dallas. It'll be like that, but like in the country.
Right. It's your birthday anyway, right?
That's right. What else could he buy me? So anyway, so we closed on it actually 7 years ago this week. So
yeah, okay.
Timing is funny.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So 7 years you close on it. How fast did you get out here?
So it took us about 9 months to find a place to live.
Yeah.
At that time, funny enough, the market out here, it was before it kind of blew up. Mm-hmm. And so there were a lot of choices.
Right.
So we finally agreed on a house. And so we moved out here June after we bought it. And we've been out here ever since then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we worked on it afar, kind of a little at a time, still trying to figure out what we were going to do and what it needed.
So let's talk about what it needs. First off, it's got a ton of history.
Absolutely.
And of course, I've been here, 50 plus times.
Yes.
And every time you come here, there's a nuance. You find a safe in a wall.
Yes.
Or you find, a big ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Or you find, this closet somewhere.
Very cool closet.
Yeah. Yes. So walk us a little bit through the history of the Beckham Hotel.
So originally there were several hotels in downtown. And at the time, the Beckham was actually considered a salesman's hotel. So it wasn't like very fancy. It was just kind of plain. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a working class hotel. But funny enough, all but one of those hotels have either burned down or fell apart. Mm-hmm. So the Beckham Hotel and the Henry are the only ones that are still standing. The Beckham's the only one that's still operating. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of changes. Now I would like to think that it doesn't look like a salesman's hotel. Maybe a little nicer, especially with our bourbon and cigar selection.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's still, it's not like the rooms are the original size. We didn't move any big walls. So they're small.
Yeah.
But then we figure you come to Mineola to walk around, to eat, to drink. You don't come here like you're going to downtown to hang out and watch the game. That's not really the vibe here.
Right.
So we just focused on cleanliness. And then comfort of the beds. Mm-hmm. And then we, of course, have fiber for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So that's important. And hot water is also pretty important.
Yeah, pretty important.
Yeah. So we just kind of focused on those things and kind of let everything else kind of fall into place. Those are the priorities.
It's for anybody who's ever been in like Natchitoches in Louisiana, the City of Lights.
Yes.
It's got that vibe too, where a lot of those places are you're staying in somebody's house. You've got a bigger space that also can accommodate larger events too.
Yes, wedding parties.
Yeah. So you mentioned before we came on, you've hosted some events that have been pretty fun.
Yes.
Over the years. I know that we also have live music from time to time.
Yes. Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. So coming from the Dallas area, we love patio weather. Obviously, we're in Texas, so we can use a patio more often. So we really designed it to be comfortable, but nice.
Yeah.
So we put in the outdoor patio. We decided that we didn't want any more lawn maintenance. And so we were thinking about there's patios that we would go to. It's raining. It's muddy. It's not very fun.
No.
So we wanted to make it easy for people. So we put in a patio. It's kind of...
It's got a New Orleans vibe to it.
Yes. Some people have said Austin-esque.
Yeah.
But kind of...
It's more New Orleans to me than Austin. Because Austin, I think of like gravel. Pea gravel.
Yes.
That you're stepping on, and then you got a fire pit here or whatever. New Orleans, it rains so much that... It's mostly like cobblestone or bricks or concrete, and it funnels to places that get the water out of that fast.
Right. Yes. Right.
And so my parents live in New Orleans, so I can speak from firsthand that it has that vibe, but also you got heaters out there.
Yes.
Too. And then occasionally you've got some food that's going on out there as well. So, there's a lot to do. And of course, you sell cigars, so for anyone who doesn't want to smoke inside, they have the access to the patio as well.
Exactly, exactly. And oftentimes, when the weather is good, that's also where we have live music,
right?
Because then everybody can kind of relax out there.
Yeah, you could fit quite a few people out there too.
Yeah, depending on how we have it set up, it can hold about 85 people.
Wow. Yeah. That's a party by itself.
Right. It is. Well, we've got the grill out there too, right?
Yeah.
So we can have food too.
Yeah. And typically the way your dynamic is somebody, like a food truck almost, brings their stuff, cooks on your devices.
Yes.
Handles the food part of things if they want to do it in the back.
Yes.
But it's a nice setup. It's, they can do everything there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've hosted a couple things out there, you know, tastings and things like that back in the day. And it was always a fun space to do it because it seems like people, when they get outside, they relax a little bit more.
Yes.
You know, and they enjoy the weather. They enjoy each other. They don't have to worry about how loud they're talking either.
Right.
You know, they can kind of like laugh and enjoy themselves and each other a little bit more too.
Yeah.
I would argue.
And they're not confined to, like, if they're okay talking across the table a little bit more too.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I wanted to say.
A little more home style.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. So what was the process of, like, you talked a little bit about the beds and stuff like that. Was there other things that you guys had to come in and do to, like, make it livable or make it rentable?
Yeah. So when we first looked at everything, we didn't know, like, how bad everything was. So the good thing
is... You mean that wasn't on the, like, the label? Disclosure? The speed out.
Yeah. No, that was blank. So the good thing is, structurally, it's amazing. It's built like a brick house, literally. But it's very solid. Mr. Beckham, when he was remodeling, he did everything right. Not plumb, but right. And so it's very solid. But all the plumbing had to be redone. All the electrical had to be redone. You know, new roof. At the time, actually, when we bought it, there was not much floor on the third floor.
Right.
So in order to go down the hall, yes. I mean, it was like walking on a 2x4.
On a caution tape.
Yeah, a lot of caution.
If you are looking for a reputable builder with a proven track record and a client base to back it up, give Red Construction and Development LLC a call. Red Construction offers full design build services for new construction, custom homes, and remodeling with free site evaluations. They have an A+ rating with the BBB and are proud members of the Tyler Area Builders Association, Texas Association of Builders, National Association of Home Builders, and the Lyndale Area Chamber of Commerce. Red Construction and Development LLC stands behind the exceptional quality of their work and have the expertise, the resources, and dedication to deliver the results you need on time and on budget. To learn more, give them a call at 903-630-8660 or visit them online at redconstructiondevelopment.com.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot & Holler today and let the good times flow.
Vault Arms is your premier destination for all things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
So there was a lot that had to be done. And then, you know, when you're doing a remodel, there's a sequence in which it has to be done, right? And so we had to start with the plumbing. And so that was going to cause a lot of damage. So it's almost like we had to get worse before we even approached getting better. But we got that done. We did use technology. So we did the pipe relining.
Yeah.
So we had less damage or rebuilding because of that. And it's an awesome process. In fact, the person who invented the process actually came out and said, "This is exactly why I invented this," right? And he was really happy. He kind of oversaw part of the project. So it was a big undertaking. And then after that, right? Then you've got to run electric, but then you've got to do air conditioning. People out here in Texas like their air conditioning.
Absolutely. There's no windows open only.
No, that's
there is in Colorado or in parts of Arkansas too.
That's right. Even parts of Virginia sometimes.
Yeah.
So then we had to do that. Then we were kind of working on the finish out. So putting ceilings, putting in the insulation, double painting the windows. There was a lot to it, a little bit at a time.
But you did almost all of it yourself.
We did a lot of it ourselves. We actually were the general contractor.
Strangely, Texas can be that.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Without license,
that's right. But we were able to kind of hire out the contractors that specialized in that. So instead of having a general who kind of maybe is better at plumbing, but not so much at that, we like to think that we kind of got the best at each of the pieces and we're able to pull it together.
Yeah,
everybody had to learn and work together, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a slice that's taken that you saved.
Yes. So. In order to put it back in, because as with any project, the timeline and the cost was not as originally planned.
Yes.
By a couple of multipliers.
Was it a challenge to do a lot of this during COVID?
It was.
Because COVID impacted a lot of people a lot of different ways.
Yes.
And for you guys, it was probably very difficult.
Yes, it was. Part of it was the financing.
Yeah.
So even though we were, ready for the project, as it continued to grow, and by that time, again, plans were definitely agile in nature. Mm-hmm. It was a moving target. So at first I said, right, we were going to live in it. Then we decided, wow, with all the work, we're not going to be able to live in it anytime soon. And then we talked to some friends. I think we still refer to them as friends. And they told us, y'all should run this as a hotel. We were like, well, at the time we both had full-time jobs. So this was kind of like our side
project,
right? Yeah.
So y'all were doing commercial renovations as a side job.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. I want to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, so we were always busy with a new project. And so this, obviously, at that time, we got rid of all the other projects and just kind of worked on this. So doing this during COVID, like you said, so supplies, right? What's in stock, what's not?
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, with the air conditioners, we did a lot of research on mini splits. What's the best way, as a user in a hotel room, I don't want to have to be tied to who's next door. What if I like it hot? Yeah. Like it cold? So getting the
rental control is important. Yes. And it also can get lost.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So there's a lot. So with each piece, there was a lot to think about from the maintenance side of things to the user side of things. So really total cost of ownership, right? TCO.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot. And it was fun. It was definitely a lot to do. But like, for example, at the time we weren't able to get the brand that we wanted from one, manufacturer, right? We went with Daikin because it had the best warranty, best reviews. And so we actually had to hunt, to get enough, because the contractor that we were working with was like, well, just do some of them this. And so I was like, no.
Do them all the same.
Do them all the same.
Because you don't want somebody coming back and they've stayed in room two.
Yes.
And they stay in room four. And it's a different
experience. Absolutely. So it took a while to hunt stuff down. And then as I don't know if you know, but prices where we started maybe in September, prices by December were definitely different. And the bank has this thing about not just giving you extra money,
right?
Just because prices go up. So we had to get a little creative in the project, in stuff that we did ourselves. But we just trucked on.
Yeah.
And so we finally got it done.
Yeah. Yeah. It was during COVID that we met.
Yes.
In that zone. I can't remember exactly when the first time I ever came in here. I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because we like jalapeno tree. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I like their green sauce. That's what I like. And so we came up here, and it allowed us to drive a little bit. And so we came out here, and then then I've been to RNA a couple times, and then had heard about you guys' place, and I maybe I saw something on social media or something.
Sure.
And we stopped in, met you guys, and you know, had a drink or two and just kind of chatted up, and it was a fun experience. And then during COVID, everybody was cooped up.
Yes.
And, you know, no volleyball, no going to see grandma, grandpa. Right. And us as adults were like, I need to get out of my house. You know, my kids aren't getting to go to school or whatever. Like, I got to get out of here. Yeah. And so I pitched a tasting, which I had a friend that was doing some tastings, but, you know, her business was a little bit different model than what I wanted to try. And I pitched it to you guys, and y'all were like, yeah, let's do it. It sounds fun to me. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll get some ideas together. And I think we started in the ballroom.
Yes.
And we started there.
Yes.
And I believe the first couple ones was like maybe 10 or 12 people. Mm-hmm. And then it grew into like 40 people. Wow. And then maybe even more. It was kind of hard to keep up, you know, with all the glasses and, you know, engaging with people. We had a couple dignitaries, we would call, you know, people, known people to Mineola, come to a couple of them.
That's right.
And so it was a blast. It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
But then when COVID subsided, everybody went back to like full-time volleyball, full-time,
right,
you know, softball, football, let's go visit grandma and grandpa, we haven't seen them in a minute.
Yeah.
And then the all that kind of dried up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what led us here, is because I had some friends that were like, hey, I think you'd be, you know, pretty good at interviewing folks, and you don't mind speaking in front of a camera or in front of a bunch of people, I think you should do it. And of course, first couple ones were pretty rough, but you guys were nice enough to let me pitch another idea. let me do a podcast from your cigar lounge. And the first couple ones were rough, but here we are 64, 65 episodes later. So I am very, very thankful to you and to Chris for listening to those pitches and at least giving us a place to kind of birth this opportunity in Helster. Entrepreneurs and nonprofits kind of get their voice known and give them a free bit of advertising.
Absolutely.
That I appreciate. Talking about so we're talking about the Beckham, but you guys are in Mineola.
Yes, that's right.
And you said earlier, Chris drove you out here to, mm-hmm. because, you know, you guys like to visit small towns and
sure.
As the range of vehicles become more and more, mm-hmm. and you got hybrids that can drive 500 miles round trip, mm-hmm. And now you have Teslas and other electric cars,
sure.
and you've got people that are working, you know, 9 to 5 in the city, mm-hmm. bumper to bumper. They're looking for places to, you know, get out and explore and stuff like that. Talk to us a little bit about Mineola. Obviously, he picked maybe through a dart on nap or something. I don't know. But right. What are some things now that you've lived here for a minute, you know, that you've grown fond of, or sure. that I know it's you slow down here. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yes, a little bit.
And you're right across from a train station, right?
Yes.
So
yes, Amtrak's in our parking lot.
Which is incredible, because yes, somebody yes. could come from either Longview, mm-hmm. Shreveport,
yes.
or Dallas, Fort Worth, and come here. You don't have to drive.
That's right. That's right. Well, and the good thing is, so we've visited a lot of small towns, mm-hmm. right? And one of the benefits to Mineola is how it's laid out, right? So we have, you know, about 3 blocks, a square downtown, and one of the things that Mineola has that some of the other smaller towns don't is the food choices that we have. Like when we go to small towns, we're figuring out where we're going to eat, who's got the best pie, who, you know, where are we going for dessert? You know, is there a cool bar in town? You know, what do they have? And so Mineola has all of that. We have multiple bars. I don't know what the current count of restaurants is, but it's more than 5 sure. within walking distance of the right. hotel.
All kinds of different choices.
Yes.
Barbecue, Mexican.
Yeah, burgers.
Burgers.
Sandwiches. Yeah. We've got fried pies. We've got cream pies. There's just all kinds of things to eat around here. We've got ice cream, and we've got cheesecake.
And a coffee store.
And a coffee. We've got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got one in the lobby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot to eat and drink and walk around and do. Also, not within walking distance, but, like, you know, a five-minute ride is the Nature Preserve. Mm-hmm. It's about 3,000 acres, and it hosts, like, disc golf tournaments. It hosts some of the when we had the April event, so it hold I can't remember what the word is for it, but it holds a lot of stargazing activities.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Oh, the eclipse.
The eclipse. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was eclipse watching there. You can go fish. In fact, we're having a plein air event in May, and so some of the people will go there to paint. So there's a lot of outdoor activity as well.
Yeah, this golf course nearby.
Yes, we have
Indiola Country Club.
Yes, and then within about 30 minutes, we also have a Lynx course.
Yeah.
And then we have Lake Fork, right? Yeah. So that's
fishing.
Fishing. So
yeah, world class fishing.
I think it's the third largest tournament, bass tournament in the
US. It's on video games, so it's legit.
Yeah.
And
that's the lipness.
And if you go south, you've got a number of wineries too.
Yes.
So and I would dare say, like, some of those wineries would compete with Hill Country in some
yes.
essence.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and we have a brewery in Tips M. Mm-hmm. There's a brewery in there. Oh, we got our first train. Heck yeah.
There we go.
We'll take a short break. I'm gonna relight this.
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to The Humidor. We began The Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life, a good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting, level up.
So food, beverage,
yep.
Obviously there's a couple bars here in town. Yep. Would you walk to?
Yes, there's
places to stay.
Yep, there's shopping, there's antique stores, there's boutiques. We also have a movie theater. It's one of the—
Oh, that's right, you do.
One of the longest running ones. And so they also have live music, plays as well as Strella's movies. Yes, yeah. They have music performances. There's a symphony there. So there's just a lot going on. And to be one of the top certified retirement communities in the state of Texas.
That's right, yeah.
That as well. It's not like time stops here, but it definitely slows down.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of our favorite events is the Christmas parade. It kind of just looks like something out of a Christmas story.
Right.
And so that's really a lot of fun. You know, hot chocolate, the gazebo. So there's a lot of events around here.
It's a very photogenic town too.
Yes.
You've got the train tracks, you've got a gazebo, you've got a lot of old shops.
Yes.
So a lot of people come here to take, like, high school photos.
Absolutely.
Family photos. photos with kids that are growing up.
Sure.
Or dressed up in, yes, you know, Christmas stuff or holiday stuff.
Sure.
Or Halloween stuff. So if people are thinking about like somewhere to go, somewhere to visit, like, and it's, and from Dallas, it's what, about an hour and a half?
Hour and a half. Depends, yeah, on what you drive. It's an hour for me.
Well, but I'm saying on the train, is it a little bit longer?
I think it's only about an hour because it's actually nonstop. So when it comes to Mineola, we're the last stop. So yeah, it's nonstop to Dallas. We're also the first stop. So yeah, it's nonstop this way too. So as long as there's no trouble.
I want to say it's about $23 for the cheapest ticket.
That sounds about right. Yeah. It used to be 15, but then we had inflation.
Yeah, 23 is a lot there.
Well, it includes parking too.
Yeah, exactly. So you moved into this place?
Yes, we moved in a couple years ago.
And you've been here a lot.
Yes, there was really not a need for a house, right, when you're building and you're working, right, and just kind of wasting time in the car.
Yeah. So this hotel has been known to have some activity.
There have been some reported occurrences. That is correct. Yes.
But you're here a lot.
I'm mostly here, yes. All the time.
Here, working.
That's right.
Maybe gallivant a little bit here, sure, there, but mostly here.
Yep, mostly here.
And so walk us a little bit through what people either have said, reported, or what you've experienced.
Sure.
Because I think, like, I want to believe. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear a creak or when you hear maybe a door shut or whatever,
yeah,
like your hopes are that, I'm not afraid. It's like, I hope it is what it is.
Right.
And then you like, you take a picture, you see an orb.
Yeah.
Like what have people said or done, or what are you saying?
All right. So when we, you know, first looked at this place, obviously we did some research and those stories came up in research, right? But, you know, there's the story of the star-crossed lovers by the safe that one of the TV shows helped cross over, right? When we talked to one of the previous owners, he mentioned, you know, his most remembered event was being in the lobby. And you've been in the lobby, right? We've got the terrazzo floor and,
sure,
I don't know, 12-foot ceilings. And he was there. It was after, not like an event, but there had been people here. They were in the lobby talking as they exited the door, right? And so they're standing in the lobby and all of a sudden water comes down. So I can tell you that water wasn't running that section of the second or the third floor, even when we bought it, right, which was years later.
Right.
And so he just was like, well, he knew this too, but where was it coming from? And, you know, there were some witnesses to that. And that was the most memorable experience he had because it was the most, like, bizarre. So it's not always an orb, right, yeah, or a picture, but that's what he experienced firsthand. And he was sober. So, and he didn't kid about stuff like that. And so that was, to me, that's a very interesting event because, I mean, where does water materialize from?
Right.
There's also been stories of, you know, Elizabeth is her name.
Yeah.
That is said to be wearing a, funny enough, a red dress or a white dress. The stories are mixed. And she'll be on the stairs. So we've heard about that one. We've also heard about the little girl in the lobby who looks into the restaurant doors, right? The restaurant's Italian.
Very cool.
Yep. And then we do have heard about a ghost.
You say we. You haven't seen any of these things?
No.
Okay. You haven't heard anything?
No. Nothing that I can't explain.
No cold, like, jolts of air or any of that?
Not for me.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I typically run hot, so a cold jolt of air I would remember.
Okay.
So maybe they just don't want to mess with me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No shining experience.
No shining experience. Right. No. So, but I do know another funny thing is when we, you know, bought it, we were started renovating it. We were told several months later that there were some people in a building, you know, adjacent in the lobby that were not happy with us. And I was like, oh, why is that? Like, we don't even know them.
Yeah.
And allegedly they were mad at us because the ghost that had been in the hotel moved into their building.
Okay.
So maybe they were here,
yeah.
But
they were like, we ain't messing with that.
That's
Bloody right. Clan.
That's right. My reputation precedes me.
Yes.
So anyway, so I don't know. I, like I said, we haven't, you know, seen or experienced anything. We did have a worker that was working late one night on the ballroom.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, going up the stairs with equipment and heard, you know, footsteps behind him. Stopped. Mm. Footsteps stopped. And, you know, he wasn't a believer, but he was
an echo of footsteps.
Uh-huh. So we've had people, you know,
right.
say things. We have people come. We had ghost hunters last week. They actually come annually.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so we have all kinds of hunters come and look and see, and they have different experiences, right? Some say yay, and some say nay.
Yeah.
So
the closest thing I ever had to it, we built a house a couple years ago, and it was like one of the first events we ever had in it. And my wife had lost her grandfather like a year before, maybe a year and a half, and we moved in around his birthday. We have a Google Home, and it, you know, you Google Home, you say, hey Google, you know, what's the weather, and it'll tell you, or whatever. Hey Google, you know, play this music, and it'll play it, or whatever it is. And her parents were over, and or I know it was my parents over, and we were, you know, kind of talking. They were about to leave, and you know how, like, at the end of a visit you start talking just about like different things and what you want to do next, and hey, we want to see you, whatever. And all of a sudden, like 1950s music starts playing, and we're like, what is that? Like, I don't know if somebody triggered it,
yeah,
to play it, or I don't know. And it may have been both of our parents there. I can't remember all exact those details, but I remember that playing. Because all of us were like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Is being played? And so my wife was like, oh, that's my grandfather, you know, for sure. And so when we ever hear a creak or a knock, or, you know, it could be shifting, it could
sure.
be a variety of different things.
Sure.
We always say, okay, it's Gramps, you know, it's just him. He's right. here, you know, and he, we have heard many recently, so, you know, he needs to come around a little bit more. For sure. Okay, so what if somebody books a room here, what should they expect?
They should expect a very good night's sleep.
Yes.
So we actually have a...
Are you talking about Suburban Mart and then... Can the hinder
wow. You can have
a some fantastic martinis too.
That's right. Well,
you're gonna have the best martini in Mineola, and you're gonna have really good, one of the best, if not the best.
That's right.
Bourbon selection in Mineola, and really in this area. Like, you're not gonna go to Lyndale, which is a bigger town.
Sure.
And get a better bourbon selection. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Because I helped you.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of what we learned about bourbon, we learned from this. So,
yes. I mean, yes. You're going to find a better bourbon selection here. Mm-hmm. You're going to, I'll let you talk, but I mean, it's a really good destination for a girl's trip, a guy's trip. It's a safe area.
Yes.
It's an area that can host, like, if you like poker, I've heard some people doing poker events
yes.
here.
Yes.
And or if you wanted to do like small parties, large parties or whatever.
Sure.
But I'm sorry, I'm stealing a little bit of your thunder, but I wanted to kind of inject what I know that you guys do. We're going to take some pictures of the bar
okay.
to make sure people understand like what your selection looks like.
Sure.
The martinis are to die for. You're not going to get better martinis, and they're full to the brim. No, you're not going to get, there's no slouching.
Now there's.
Yes. And it, they're not going to be, you know, light pores either. They're going to be.
No.
They're, what I mean is that you get your money's worth here.
Yep.
Because you're going to reward people for coming here.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to come here and see what's going on. They want to have a good time. They want to kind of relax, hang out. You know, we have people who come here a lot, actually, from the DFW area, you know, to deal with parents, right?
Right.
Or grandparents, clean out houses. So we have a, it's kind of like a melting pot. It's like a meeting place. One of the things that we like here is that you, we have a lot of nooks and crannies to sit and talk. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we learned through the COVID.
I totally agree. You have like little booths areas.
Yes.
Then you have like a couch where three or four people can sit on it and talk amongst themselves.
Yep.
You've got, obviously the outside area is its own animal.
Sure.
But the inside area has it like these little pockets of almost like a club, but you don't have the loud music. You don't have, you know, people carrying bottles all over the place. And it does. It's very hippish like feel to it, or like a Austin feel in a way where you can kind of, you can be part of the group if you want, or you can just kind of
be on your own
and say, hey, look, we're having a, you know, a couples weekend and it's, we just want it to be about us, and we want a bunch of drinks and what's I can't remember the name of the drink that Summer always orders. I know it's a martini, but it's the...
The coconut or the espresso?
Espresso.
The espresso.
A bunch of espresso martinis.
Yes.
In my cubby hole until I go to bed. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, and the one thing after COVID, right? Because we opened the hotel post-COVID, so we already had the ballroom.
Yeah.
We had the bar. We had the shops and stuff. But one of the biggest compliments, I take it as a compliment, but one of the biggest comments we had is people can come here, have a conversation, like you said, not get drowned out by a lot of music. We do have, you know, music playing in the background. You want, you know, louder music, you can go to the patio, you know, or the light of it. But we've missed that, right?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of isolation during COVID, right? Which was really sad. So people get to kind of talk and hang out. We get a lot of couples stay too. We get a lot of anniversaries.
Yeah.
And we do have a couple of anniversaries that we celebrate with people who got married here.
Yeah.
So they come back to their same honey room, you know, room and hang out. And they get to just kind of be on their own. And like you said, it's safe. You can get extra loopy and, you know, have fun, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing we really like. That's one thing that, you know, a lot of our customers comment on as well. But you get a good night's sleep because we have the Beautyrest black mattresses.
Yeah.
We have really awesome pillows and, you know, the linen. So, you know, when you wake up the next morning, you want to go, oh, my gosh, that's a horrible you know, mattress. Like I said, the rooms are they fit queen beds. You got hot water, bath, all that.
Right.
And you just want to have a good time. And that's what this is about. It's about the experience. And that's what people like about it. They really do.
Yeah. Your rooms also remind me, like I've been down to the Kippersall, the States a couple times and stayed at their estate. And your rooms remind me, it's a smaller feeling room.
Yes, it is.
Not going to be a Hampton or anything
that's
like that.
That's right.
But it's not going to be cookie cutter either.
That's right.
And, but you're more like, it's like you're at your grandmother's house kind of feel. And how do you sleep at your grandma? I mean, you gotta sleep hard there.
Yeah.
You feel like you're at home and safe.
Yes.
And, it's a good feeling. When somebody stays here, are there like, you have a coffee shop, that's attached and then, close places to eat breakfast? Or?
Correct. Yes, within walking distance. So one of the other projects that we took
on. By the way, I didn't mention it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But your rooms are half the price of Kippersall Estates. So, I mean, just keep that in mind. Like, it's the same kind of room at half the price.
Well, yes. Well, that is one thing. We haven't had any rate increases since we opened.
Right.
Because we're trying to make it affordable, but at the same time, quality, labor, cost.
Yeah,
but
sure.
we try to make it a good value, right? Yeah. We want you to be, you know, happy at the end of your stay. But anyway, so we have those. We get a lot of calls, right? We get a lot of people coming in. We actually have an influx of people coming in on the train now, actually a lot from Fort Worth and Louisiana.
Yeah.
So people are kind of finding out about that, you know, so.
And this weekend we have First Monday. So there's,
that's right.
There's lots of people.
That's right.
For that.
Yeah. We get a lot of dealers that will come to Mineola to buy before they go,
right.
Or, you know, on the way, we get overflow from Canton.
Yeah.
On Canton weekends, especially with the weather as beautiful as it is this
right.
week.
Right.
It's about time.
And then, Liddell twice a year has the wine events.
Yes.
And so those hotels, the traditional hotels fill up.
Yes.
And then they boost the price. Over yeah. $200 a night, typically.
Yeah.
$240, $250, $260 a night.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people are, you know, that's when you see your folks going, hey, look, I'm willing to, it's 10 miles.
Like, yeah, it's a straight shot.
Right, straight shots.
Yeah, very easy. So, yeah, we have that. So one of the projects that we worked on with Horse Feathers Gallery was a walk-around map. So we helped the city by developing that. And so Karen, her print shop prints that, you know, to kind of help people out. So we have those in the lobby. So you get a layout to see where the restaurants are. People ask
us, awesome.
Obviously, yeah. for our opinion. So we tried, you know, if you're new here, you won't be new long.
Yeah, that's awesome. What kind of upcoming events do you guys have?
So one of the upcoming events we have, one of the things that we've started.
By the way, it's October 30th.
30.
So tomorrow's right. Halloween, which means you're probably giving out candy tomorrow.
Yes, we are. And actually downtown there will be a...
Well, Chapter Fed a dress for Halloween today.
Well, I was trying to be in the moment and be prepared. But yeah, we'll be giving out candy tomorrow. Halloween here in Mineola is really all about the kids. Mm-hmm. But maybe Saturday the adults will be out to play. But yeah, it'll be trunk or treat. The street will be blocked off and kids will go around. Safe in their costumes to get treats and hang out. And it'll go all the way up to the First Baptist Church that kind of stops on the block over.
That's the other thing I love about Mineola is that not afraid to block everything off.
Yeah.
And yes, it sounds like it's going to be very hellish for parking.
Yes.
But it's Mineola, Texas.
Yes, it is.
Which means you're a thousandaire.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so yeah, you're gonna have to park a little bit. You may have to walk a little bit, but
yeah.
once you get into that area,
yeah.
you don't have to worry about anything.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
You're gonna have it's all fun. And
right.
kids to me have a ton of fun.
Yes, they do.
In these small towns.
Yes, they do. My daughter is so excited about tomorrow.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's got her costume ready. She is good to go. So she really looks forward to
it. Where is she going
to
be?
She, I don't know if you're familiar with the show Descendants.
No.
Okay. So that's where the Disney villains and princesses had kids.
Okay.
And so she is going to be the Queen of Hearts' daughter.
Oh, I like that.
Throwback. So her grandmother was a costume designer.
Okay.
And so she has made her costume. So she's very excited.
Yeah.
It's the first time she's actually going to be wearing heels.
Okay.
So I'm not super stoked.
Maybe a little wobbly.
She's got a lot of sass to go with that.
Oh, yes, she has. I've met her a couple times. Yeah, yeah.
So
she may have gotten it from somewhere too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that true? Yeah.
No, not at all.
We're hosting a little get together, and ours is going to be Dia de los Muertos.
Oh yeah.
So the Day of the Dead.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting. We've got you know some friends coming over, and you know some games that are pretty interesting.
Yeah.
They may have gotten from Mexico. It may have been. Not regulated by the U.S.
That's right.
The trademark, you know, it'll be interesting.
Of course.
So, so you have Halloween, and then you brought something for what was that?
Yeah. So one of the things that I was talking about is we have created the Arts District. It's actually called Art by the Tracks,
okay.
And it's basically the Commerce Street Collective. and we are trying to further the art community here. So we're going to have a holiday party.
That's cool.
We're going to be able to walk around. We have currently four art galleries within the Beckham Hotel. And actually, the way it's designed is you can walk from one end of the Beckham at that gallery all the way through, you know, with a beverage. And we'll have music on the patio. We'll have some light food. And so you can, you know, have some culture in Mineola.
Yeah. By the way, you guys make one of the best charcuterie boards there is. I mean, I think... Like, I'd put you guys right next to Fredericksburg with charcuterie boards.
Well, thank you.
Like, you do. And we've done a couple of tastings with them, and everybody compliments it. And that was one thing that really separated, what I felt like separated my samplings from other people that did samplings or that whatever, was the food out element, as I wanted people to eat something
sure
while they're having a couple beverages,
and right,
we would do pauses like, hey, we're gonna take a 15 minute break or whatever. It just made me feel better about
right
people leaving
right
with crackers or cheese or
yeah need a little protein,
pickles yep. Bailey,
the homemade ones,
yeah, the yes. Hydration,
yes.
Cherries, you know, the different kinds of nuts and stuff like that. Y'all do a great job for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, as we've learned from you don't even have to set out to drink a lot, but as you're tasting and you're learning, you know, it kind of adds up. So you need something to break it up because we want people being safe.
100%. It's 100%. And you want people leaving saying, okay, I'm hydrated.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I feel okay. I feel good. I feel good about what I, and it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, and the next day, the next week, you want them to say, hey, I had a blast. This is where we did it. We did it to Beckham. We learned about this, and this. It probably, no telling how many stories were told.
Right.
About that, of those events.
Sure.
And That's all that's good. That's good enough for me, yeah, for sure.
Making new memories.
Yeah. Okay. So if somebody wanted to, like, book a room,
sure,
or contact the hotel, what are some ways that they could get in touch with you guys?
Sure. They can...
What's the best way?
Well, if they have a lot of questions and they prefer to talk to some people, sometimes that's just their preference, they can give us a call at the hotel. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook or Google. You can also go to our website, which is www.mineolabeckhamhotel.com. Our number and contact information is also on there. You can email us.
Right.
You can book and then, you know, give us a call, because some people, if it's in a busy time of year, they'll want to make sure they've got a room. You know, it's right, easy to cancel. It's no problem. But you can call us. We can take the reservation over the phone as well. We want people to ask whatever questions, you know. Like, for example, we do not have a working elevator. There's never been an elevator in this hotel. So sometimes if the first four rooms are booked,
right,
you know, that can be a challenge. So far, thankfully, that hasn't been a challenge. But they are on the third floor. We have great stairs. They're easy. You go up.
Yep.
The bellhop will take your bag up for you if you need. And, you know, we just explain how the room works when they get here. But, you know, we want people to have a great time.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but for somebody who's like, hey, I don't want to go to the website. Well, you know,
oh, sure,
what are rooms run typically for? I'm sure there's different types of rooms.
Well, we've actually kind of simplified it.
Okay, good.
There's two options. There's our regular queen room, private bath, $149 plus tax.
Okay.
And then we have a four-room suite. So it has two king beds, two queen beds, and it's a bathroom that's in the hall that's shared by just those four. However, one of the features about this hotel is that each room has their own mirror sink. So
yeah,
you can be...
You can get ready.
Yes. So it doesn't feel like a hold up like it may seem, because
yeah,
you can be shaving as
shower,
a tea,
yes,
while she's in the shower. Yeah. People are like, oh, that's interesting. But that's how it was in the railroad
yeah
times. So we still have that. So the four room suite, we get a lot for birthday parties. Our last party, he was turning 50 and they stayed out on the patio. And I'll tell you how that night went. They ended up taking shots of scotch. So you can understand that it was a great 50th birthday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what is something like that?
So the four room suite is $499 plus tax.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, technically it's a little bit cheaper if you're sharing.
Yeah.
Or if you've got kids and you want them in a different room. But a lot of times we see that
as a couple party type of situation, or are they, they're lockout, each room is its own entity?
Yes, that is correct.
So you have a wing, you have a whole wing.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Awesome.
Yes, you did.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yes, it is.
I need to do something like that. That would be tricky.
Yeah, it could be.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it could.
That sounds like fun. All right, well, cool. All right. I briefed you before we came on, told you that at the end of all of my podcasts, which is a little different than some other podcasts, I like for my guests to talk a little bit about some individuals that made a difference in their life or they want to give shout out to or whatever.
Sure.
It's hard to do because it's so easy to say my spouse, because we talk a lot about Chris in general.
Yes.
Because it's implied.
Yeah.
Like, and your daughter, it's implied. Like, you're part of this journey.
That's right. Like, and our parents and our, yes.
No, absolutely. Like, who would you like to give a shout out to?
So it really did.
That was a deep breath.
It really made me think, because sometimes we're so busy going forward. We do have to look back, but you got to stop and, you know, take 5 minutes to do that. So we've had some really amazing friends help us. So we have Jessica. I have a thing for names. So I know like three Jessicas. So all three Jessicas were instrumental.
JJJ.
That's right. Yeah. And they do almost all have the same initials. Jessica.
Just know that you're appreciated.
That absolutely, without a doubt, 100%. And then Jessica and Scott. I don't know that we would have been able to open opening night if it hadn't been for them.
Yeah.
They just really busted their chops, just more than what normal friends would do, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the Mineola air.
Yeah.
Or the martinis, I'm not sure. And then Kevin has been instrumental, especially with the bar selection, keeping us up to date, making sure that we're serving, you know, popular drinks. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jay. Jay has been Jay has been there to help even with my work schedule, right? Because I said this is a part-time job.
Yeah.
Right. Help making I give 100% to everything that I do. So sometimes I just need some flexibility. Jay's been able to do that. Jay's been great sounding board for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right, especially when we took on the restaurant, different things. And so he's just been, you know, nonstop. They've all just been amazing, and we couldn't have done it without him. And last but not least, it is you.
No. I was gonna thank you.
No, because when we first came out here, we didn't really know anybody, right?
Yeah.
And so we have a mutual friend, and I had just learned about bourbon because I had gone up to Kentucky and done a tour, and I was learning about lean at the time. So I'm about process. And so we knew that we wanted to learn more, and you made that possible because you allowed us to be part of the
East. I had a bunch of passion there.
Yeah.
I have a little less now.
Wow. Well, you're onto tequila now, right?
No. Well, that's a little bit of both. I mean,
yeah.
It's a weird passion, but you know, my ancestry, you know, with E.H. Taylor.
Right.
And so, and I've talked about this a couple of times on the podcast, it was almost meant to be type of thing.
Yes.
And when I've had one or two, then I get very passionate about things, and I'm a good salesperson. And then when I see a lot of potential, then I really invest.
Yeah.
And people and places and things like that. And your place is a hidden gem amongst a lot of riffraff.
Yeah.
And I thank the world of you and Chris. And thank you so much for letting us start two different things here.
venture.
It was beneficial on both ends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and got you guys a little bit of exposure when we were doing the bourbon sampling, and then now doing the podcast here in your cigar lounge.
Yeah.
It's a special place to me. I don't live in Mineola, so I actually drive here.
Yes.
To come to see you guys and talk shop. Every time we come here, it's not just about business. It's about shop. Yep. And it's about how things are going. And I truly want you guys to do well and have talked to your daughter a bunch of times about a variety of different things. And so, I'm invested in what you do and your success and the people around you and recommendations and looking at different things. And I've been in the restaurant business and I haven't been in the hotel business, but I've been in enough businesses to know you're buying off a little bit more than you chew, or I think that's cool that you're doing that. Just keep a lookout or whatever.
That's right.
But I love coming out here. I love what you guys do. I think it's taken tremendous sacrifice, and I admire what you're doing. I really do. It just fit into place what we were doing, and thankfully we've got other companies. We've got some companies that believe in what we're doing, but you guys championed it first. So just be clear, you saw the vision first, and we appreciate that tremendously.
Yep.
And I love coming here every time because it feels like home. I feel comfortable here. I can talk here.
Sure.
It's interesting. There's a lot of history here, and you can feel it.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, people love our bourbon selection.
Yes.
And we love educating people, right? Yeah. So that enthusiasm gets passed on. And again, it's not all about just drinking. People love to learn, and bourbon has such a...
Yes.
It's so American.
Yes.
And we had people here from France, and even people from other countries just love, right? Yes. It's tied to Kentucky Derby, right? Yeah. From a memory bank perspective.
Yep.
And people just love that. So we appreciate everything you do to help
us. Yeah, it's funny. You go to other countries. Portugal has a Texas bar.
Oh, wow.
And we were hoping to go there in a couple of years. And so we're like, oh, we're definitely hitting that place.
Of course.
I'm singing karaoke. They're going to hear my wang, you know? And they're gonna know that it's real.
That's so right. Authentic.
You know, we live in a great place. It's a fun time to be here because... people are adapting to different things but they're spending their money smartly. And that's the main thing I want to make sure that we conveyed is it's $26, $23, whatever it is to get out here.
Right.
You don't have to drive, and you can have a blast for a weekend
as
a couple, as a group,
sure,
as a guys group, as a girls group. Mm-hmm. And if you're from DFW, you don't have to drive at all. And it's like a Fredericksburg similar. So
yes.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's not 26 wineries.
Right.
But it's a fun time.
It is.
And you can do it for a long weekend.
You can. Well, and, we do actually we do have Uber out here.
Yeah.
And we do have several wineries right within a 20, 30 minute drive.
Yeah.
So there is actually a lot to do out here.
100%.
Yeah. So we love it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I knew it would be. Come on.
How can it not be?
Yeah.
That's right.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Appreciate it. All right. Our next episode is going to be about eating during the holidays. So it's going to be a fun one. We've got a male and a female talking a little bit about the differences between both, because we both know dudes can eat more. They just can, and they can lose weight faster, which is unfair. We know that. But so we have both sides of the aisle here, and both are going to talk to us a little bit about how to control your eating during the holidays, what to pick out. Protein is going to probably be a big topic during that conversation, but looking forward to that. Thank you so much. We'll see you then.